Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's Shrieker here with another episode for you guys. And for those of you who don't know, here's a quick background about me and Sai. So between the both of us, we've built over 10 million followers across various platforms, driven more than a million users to various brands and apps, and have worked with some really cool companies like Y Combinator, Mindvalley, and True Classic. So we've seen firsthand what it takes to grow, especially in the mobile app space. And today, what I'm going to be talking about is the fastest way to get traction for your mobile app. From rotating creators to testing tons of concepts, I'm going to be going over exactly what you need to do in order to get your app out there and make an impact. All right, so let's dive right into it. Number one is you want to start rotating creators regularly. So if you're not creating content, that's actually number one right there, is start creating content. But I assume that a lot of you guys are already trying content. So what I would start doing is bring on more than one creator. Most apps I talk to try to hire like one creator from Fiverr or Upwork, and they think that that's all they need. But unless you're trying multiple creators, you're not going to really know what's holding you back. It's the same way when you're trying multiple selling points when you're building your company. You can't just rely on one thing that'll get you product market fit. You have to try different things and then eventually figure out which one works the best. So in the same way, start by rotating creators. In order to keep your content fresh, just get a bunch of creators, have them create tons of different content, and using different faces will help you reach new audience segments and keep your message interesting. People get tired of seeing the same face or hearing the same voice, especially when the content isn't performing. Now, if you've found the creator that works, great, you can stick with them. But when you're trying things out, try rotating, try switching it up, and then you'll see a noticeable difference in engagement and reach. All right, number two is experimenting with tons of concepts. Now, here's where most companies play it safe. They try a couple of content ideas and they hope that something will just stick. But that's not how it works. You want to try everything. So from ideas like how I use whatever your app is to solve blank problem, or humorous skits, or trying green screens, or interview styles, all of these different types of formats and styles are what you want to be trying. And each concept is going to be a test to see what really resonates. So don't be afraid to go wide. Just try everything under the sun and you will eventually find something that works. Which brings me to point number three, which is measure your metrics properly. Look, numbers are not going to lie to you. You need to know which creators and which concepts are actually driving the installs or engagement. Unless you're measuring your analytics, how are you ever going to know what's performing better? So get into the weeds, start measuring your analytics, double down on what works, and then move on from what doesn't. This is your literally success path, because the more you can do this, the better you're able to actually measure data, see what's working, cut out what doesn't, and then continuously improve. Okay, which brings me to point number four and the final point here. So this is a pretty short episode, but I wanted to make it very value-driven in a very short manner. So number four is balance organic and paid content. I've talked about this before, but the best traction strategy overall that I've seen is balancing organic plus paid. Now, if you're an app that literally just launched or you are completely bootstrapped, don't have money, I would heavily lean towards doing only organic. But if you're an app that has some sort of traction, you've raised some money, and you want to try, I would do both. Combine organic and paid. What that's going to do is two things. So number one, the paid ads are going to help you get reach, but the organic is going to help you build the trust and credibility. And what we've seen is the more you can create organic content, the more people will trust your brand, the more when they search it up, they'll find your brand. And then eventually when they get hit with a paid ad, they're going to actually convert a lot easier because they'll already have seen your brand. And number two, what this is going to help with is just overall conversion. Because the more channels you're active on, the more things you're trying, the more likely it is you are going to find that content market fit, and the more likely it is you are going to get conversions. Think about it. If you're only doing organic content, sure, you may have something that sticks, but imagine you stack that with paid, and you find that your paid works really, really well. You're getting about like a 50-cent cost per install, and it's just crushing, and the numbers make sense. Obviously, you're going to do more paid, but you would have never known unless you tried both the things. So if you have the money and you have the resources, try both organic and paid and see how it works. And just keep both going. So run the targeted ads, but also make sure you're putting out authentic, native feeling content that people can relate to. All right, guys, so that's all I got. Just to recap, rotate your creators, test tons of concepts, track your metrics, and balance organic with paid. And if you're serious about actually growing your mobile app pretty fast, you will be on your way to pretty solid traction if you can keep up with all these 4 points. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.